Hello, this is Mark Patrick, and I've got Glenda Kickett on the other end of the telephone with me to do an interview about Gallup. Good morning, Glenda, and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, mate, very well. So you're a very busy lady. Thanks for joining us today. You've been involved in this naming process of Gallup with the town of Cambridge. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's a project I've been involved with for probably about 4 years, and it's come out through the presentation of Gallup that we did with Ian Wilkes was part of that project, and Poppy Vandergore, and my mum, Dulan Lisha Eats, and she's since passed away. But, you know, that was a project that was really close to my mum's heart because that story is, the story of Gallup is the story that's been told by her grandmother.
Yeah, your mum's a writer. She's written books on this?
Yeah, so she wrote her book, Dulan, Our Country, My Home, and in the story she talks about her grandmother, Yearling Bennell Garlett, and them living around Gallup when they were small and being forced out of Gallup by the troopers. And, of course, there was a massacre that occurred during that time as well.
Right, and she writes about that.
Yes. So the play came out of that oral history and through the stories of other Noongar people like Ted Wilkes and telling that story to Ian, and Ian got interested in the story. And then we did the play that came out of those stories, and Ian and Mum and Poppy connecting. So through that play that was presented to the City of Perth, the Festival of Perth, we then advocated to the town of Cambridge to change or to recognise, you know, the Whadjuk Noongar people that camped around there, but also to acknowledge that the traditional name of that lake is Gallup or Kalup, which means place of fire.
Right, so it's got quite a lot of cultural significance to Whadjuk Noongar people.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's part of our dreaming story as well from, you know, the Wagal coming down from Katamorda through the Dervil Yerrigan and then, you know, branching out and creating that lake system from Gallup to Gwellup right out to Lake Joondalup.
Wow, that's quite a big effort. So what will happen with this renaming?
Well, with the renaming now, it's got to go through one of the government departments. I can't remember the name, but they'll then have to approve that renaming. And then there will be, we're talking with the council now about, you know, a plaque being set up there, to, you know, with the name, the Gallup name on it, and to be quite visible and big, and, you know, so there's that recognition of the name, but recognition of the Whadjuk Noongar people that used to camp around there.
So lots of information signs on how the area was used by Noongar people?
Well, there is currently there at the moment, there is some information, you know, as you walk around the lake, there's little signposts, so you can actually read that. But we're wanting to have, you know, it more significant with, you know, signage and, you know, a big plaque, you know, right at the front of the lake so that people recognise or, you know, acknowledge that, you know, this is a significant area for Whadjuk Noongar people.
And significant in many respects, because this was part of the dreaming and part of life, and then all of a sudden it was a massacre. Is that going to be?
Yes.
Is that going to be placed on a plaque or something somewhere, acknowledging all those people?
Yeah. Yes, we've been talking about the council of that about that, and you know, and that's part of that truth telling, and acknowledging that, and the truth telling, and some of us will also be involved with the councils or the town of Cambridge, their Reconciliation Action Plan. So we will ensure that that's also part of the Reconciliation Action Plan.
Hmm. That's good. And I hope it's actually written into the history books too. So are there any other sites that you're working on in the same way that you that you've done for this site?
Well, King's Park has always been, you know, something that we've been, my mum and I have been working on as well, you know, for a couple of years. So that's probably next for us to work on, to get a group of elders to change the name of King's Park. You know, and that's a significant site as well, and it's also a massacre site. And, you know, we know it as Kumbakat or Jinningan Bow, Carl Jukening. So they're all significant names because, you know, we know we can go up there and look afar. We can look out across and see the campfires, and, you know, it looks like a big head, Kumbakat.
Yeah.
You know, Kumbakat's big and Kat is your head.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the things, and, you know, they the names have meanings attached to them.
Yes.
So, you know, that's another significant area.
Yeah.
I've also been involved in some research projects, and, you know, so one of them I'm working on now is the Jalgulubilya, which is the Canning River, and some sites along there that we're also looking at, and collecting stories and that oral history around, you know, that river. So there's a number of things, you know, and we want to really make sure that, you know, the Noongar names are put in the forefront and acknowledged and recognised.
Yes, I think it's a great idea. I also like that there to be lots of information about the way that the colonisers came in and sort of destroyed everything. Are they going to put a lot of information up about that?
Well, I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the truth needs to be told. And, you know, this is this part of this truth-telling and healing. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to get there. We're not going to get to the healing part if we don't tell the truth.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things that I can't, well, I often find it difficult to get my head around the fact that people don't want to actually pay attention to what went on there previously, and they say things like, oh, I'll put it behind you and move on, when that can't really be done until you actually recognise what happened.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, we can't move on, like you said, you know, if it hasn't been acknowledged and recognised.
Exactly.
And, you know, we carry that sort of intergenerational trauma over many generations, so we need that truth-telling to hear that trauma.
We certainly do. Truth-telling in Australia would be something new, I think.
Yes.
All right, Glenda, we really appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. Tell us one thing, one other thing before you go. Have you discovered anything that was surprising to you?
Look, I'm always, I learn something new, you know, every time I'm involved in a project, and especially around our culture and our, you know, language and our knowledge, you know, as Noongar people. And, you know, I just get blown away with our language and, you know, how it's, it has so many facets to it.
Well,
I find
Noongar language, actually I find all First Nations languages that I study as many as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And the thing that I find fascinating is things are named for things, not for people. People have no, I guess, participation except other than the determining of what that thing should be called because of what it is. It's got nothing to do with who the person is that names it.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, like the naming, the name of places, you know, it has meaning to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it tells you how, you know, the name, it actually tells you what you should be doing to around that place.
Yes.
And how you should be looking after it.
Yes.
And what it means. Yeah, so it's that, you know, and you know, I've been doing my PhD and, you know, just writing about Noongar knowledges and worldviews, and it's quite amazing, you know, our language, our culture, the way it's been transmitted, you know, through our elders, and, you know, it's still, we still have it. It's just that we don't, you know, it has been lost in some ways through settlement and, you know, colonisation and all that, but, you know, we're reviving it, and, you know, it's amazing. Something I think we should be really proud of.
Yeah, I do too. I really appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. I'm going to let you go now. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio with us.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me, too.
You're most welcome. Most welcome.
Thank you.